I am not gonna lie. Colorism, loud in the villa, and the perpetrator.
It's not who everybody thinks it is.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we all those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Love Island USA, Season 8, recap of episodes 17 through 19. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Yep, as Kessie says, Beige Island. I see what you did there. What up, Taylor says, I'm seated for this live. Litman, as everybody's checking in, we knew Casa Amor was coming, and they knew that people were waiting for this because they were like, Casa coming Sunday, right? And everybody was like, okay, did it live up to this, to what you expected?
It's interesting. Like, I get why everybody was hyped up about it. It was a lot more than what I expected. And even the challenges, I was like, Jesus, this is just different.
Jesus was needed.
Yeah. So was some penicillin. Some antibiotics.
Yeah. J-Ro says, I was underwhelmed by the male bombshells. Anitra says, hey, everyone. And Toya says, Casa.
Casa. Casa. Casa.
Which, by the way,
the dance the girls did, that Casa dance they did, was stupid.
Well, yeah, it was. It
Casa.
Was. But so,
Casa.
Even though, what's the name? Adriana? What's her name?
Ariana.
Ariana, yes. Hey, she had, she had a little shaking her twerk there, man. I'm like, okay.
I saw that. Go ahead. I saw that.
That fishnet was moving. And as we get ready to get into this episode, Toya says, ready to put on my lawyer hat for my client, Anaya. Well, she going to need you.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's exactly where we're starting today. You know, it's funny you should say that, because that's exactly where we are starting. Because Anaya and Casey.
Mm-hmm.
I know if I'm tired of this whole conversation, right?
Yes.
I know he has got to be done. Done. Completely.
It just blows my mind. Like, Soul's not even there. And she's living rent-free in your head.
Right.
Let it go. She's upset that Casey told her that he would have pulled Soul had she stayed.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of what the game is. Yes. The show. I don't understand why Anaya is so threatened by Soul. When it's like, there's other women that's going to be coming that's going to tempt this guy. So this is just part of the show. And I'm thinking that they've all seen the show before. So why is this a surprise?
You know what's also not a surprise? Is Toya's reaction. Wait. I can't defend this part.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you just chime in. Let us know when you're like, objection.
I mean, to your point, this is what the show is about, right? And my thing, here's the problem I have. Why is Anaya constantly telling the women and Casey that, you know, it's okay if Casey goes ahead and explores?
No, it's not.
When it's obvious that it isn't.
Right. It's not okay for him to explore. She's just saying that and then get all mad and make it seem like Casey is twisting her words or trying to make her seem like she's crazy. No.
Mm-hmm.
This is a you thing.
Exactly. Like Mimi says, she won't even let the man go through the process.
Yeah. Pull somebody, she walks and pulls him right out.
She's never heard of Teddy Pendergrass. I think you better let it go.
Yeah.
Look, the thing about it is the old saying, if you love something, let it go. Well, we know this is not love. This is just, I won't be alone. I still want to stay on the island. We kind of figured that part out. Because this whole do whatever you want to do. When a woman says that, and to be fair, I got to call Casey out on this. Because he actually made two women tell him that exact thing. And in this recap, we're about to do episode 17 through 19. Do what you want to do. Do whatever mm-hmm. you want to do. I was like, yeah. we almost named this recap, do whatever you want to do.
You do you. You know what that means. When someone tells you, you do you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what that means.
But you know what I realized, though? Besides that being passive aggressive, I realized that when Anaya is talking to the women, and they're up in the dress, in the makeup room and all the stuff and stuff, removing makeup, getting ready for the night, all the things she's telling them about what was said and the way she relays the message, I know the problem. They don't know how to communicate. Plain and simple.
What do you mean they don't know how to communicate?
Because what she said is not what he said. She didn't hear what he said. She heard what she wanted to hear. And then she relayed the message that she knew would get the reaction she wanted to get.
Right. Well, but also I think that the ladies in the villa with her aren't going to hold her accountable or say, hey, actually, you're overreacting. You're making a big deal out of this. Because they used to do that. The Trinity would say, hey, don't take this crazy. Mm-hmm. But here's what Casey said. And then what does she do? She takes it crazy.
Yeah.
Sincere. Hey, don't tell Casey I told you this, but Soul looks like his ex.
Yeah, sincere. He broke over with that one. That was Now, there's so much drama that started in this whole thing because Kata and Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Zach is still playing up the whole jealousy thing, and his annoyance is the best way I want to put it. There's something else I want to say that goes one, it begins with the letter one more down in the alphabet. But his annoyance with mm-hmm. Kata's chat with Caleb. Tell me this irked you as much as it irked me, please.
I didn't understand what he was so annoyed about because Zach has been walking around the last 3 weeks like no one is a threat mm-hmm. to what he has with Kata. He's solid. Right. Well, Corbin steals Kinsey, so Caleb is, he's a bombshell. He's mm-hmm. open. And all she did was have a conversation with him. They didn't make out. They didn't, I mean, outside the challenge, right? But didn't do anything, just had a conversation. And he just acts like a little child about it. And then he's like, so are you interested in having more chats with him? And she said, sure, I told him, I talked to him. He goes, okay, fine, I'll pull Melanie for some chats. Why? Melanie don't want you.
Yeah. Or as Kessie says, Zach is too sassy for my liking. Yeah. Way too sassy. Thank you. That's a great way to put it. Because I was going the other route.
Yeah, he got his feelings hurt.
Yeah, but put it like this. They're in the kitchen with everybody else, right? And he's still in his feelings. He decides he wants to go talk to his number one connection. He wants to go talk to Bryce. All Kata's trying to do is get a hug and a kiss. This man, I'm just going to go talk to my bro, you know? And then did you notice he gave Bryce a better hug than he gave Kata? And all she wanted was a hug and a kiss and go talk to your bro.
Didn't he pick Bryce up like by the leg and whatever and kind of carry him for a little bit and then say, hey, can we go have a chat?
At least he didn't look in his pants again. Hey, you ready to go for a chat? Oh, yeah, looks like you are. Looks like you are. Ready? Let's go.
Feels like you're ready.
Like, what is wrong with this, man? Hey, Toya says, I want Zach gone. CXM, Zach was being petty. Petty is an understatement. Yeah. Because we see Zach and Bryce over there talking, Melanie and Kata talking, and it's just a lot of itching and complaining about the conversation happening on Zach and Bryce's side, right?
Mm-hmm. But really all it is.
Here's the thing that really irked me. The thing that really irked me about this, when Melanie and Kata get done, Kata walks back downstairs, and she goes to pull Zach for a chat. And he tries to play her off as the ABG, the angry black girl. And this irked my soul.
Yeah.
Because all she's like, come on, let's go talk. Why are you so angry? Really?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Like, he ain't seen an angry black woman yet. That's the problem.
Well, half of her's not mad.
Yeah. Well, the other half wasn't that damn
bad. Yeah, the other half wasn't that bad.
It's to me though, him calling her angry when she wasn't is a straight up. It's a bitch move, plain and simple. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, he wouldn't have said that to Bryce.
Yeah.
Tells you where he's lying in this, right? Did you notice that he was trying to play Kate against Melanie a little bit too in this conversation after?
Not really. Just when he said that he's going to go pull Melanie.
Yeah, because he's the one that kept bringing up exploring. He's like, "Well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this." And it's all fun and games till the rabbit got the gun. Remember, he's the one, like Kessie's saying, Zach has been pushing Kate on other people for episodes now. And like Toya says, he was the one, the same person who kept saying he might explore. He kept bringing up, what if a bombshell comes in? What if this? When they about to get it on, he brings it up.
Yeah.
Right? In the most inopportune times. Now that she just has a conversation. After he offered her up. Here. Talk to. Oh, y'all gonna get rid of Gabe? Then I hope all y'all gonna go have a chat. She has a chat. Now he's mad.
Yeah.
It's all fun till the rabbit's got the gun.
Exactly. He's a little sensitive.
Yeah, just a little too sensitive. Anything when you see him go back and talk to the guys that came out of there?
With Zach, no. Mm-hmm. I think I was thinking more towards, was it KC, Kinsey, and Sincere?
And Sincere, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kinsey's trying to find out, why'd y'all try to vote me off? I'm not loose. I'm not loose like Gabe.
Well, what's your definition?
It's not lustful. I'm sorry. Her word was lustful.
Either way.
Well, I don't think Corbin should have told her this is what the guy said, because Corbin wasn't even a part of the vote. He found out after the fact because he was on the chopping block too.
Okay.
Why would you go tell her that unless you just wanted to tell her because you're losing interest? And so what some guys do is try to piss you off.
She heard him. I think she heard it wrong, though, because even when the guys, she asked them and they're like, no, you're not. And that's not what we meant. Right. But they didn't lie about that either, because what they said was, if this is the logic the women use to kick Gabe off the island, then they should have just voted Kenzie off, too. Now, what they are saying is they are calling her as lustful as Gabe is. And that was the case. Because she went and tried just about every flavor, right? Or wanted to.
Playing the game.
Playing the game.
Devil's advocate. She's playing the game. This is a game.
Okay.
Right. This is a game. Gabe was playing the game.
Yeah. Well, she's off having another convo with Corbin, right? And here's the thing that I told you before. Do you see it now?
Yeah. He's annoyed. Yeah, when your guy is doing that, he's annoyed with the conversation.
He's rethinking.
Anything else I need to do better?
Yes. He's rethinking everything.
Yeah.
Until the lights go out.
Of course. Then it's go DJ. Where's my DJ? Chicka 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 chicka. French fries. Chicka 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 French fries.
Yeah. Tell the truth. Did you have to go figure out what French fries were?
I did.
Did everybody in the chat, in the live crew, know what French fries were when they first brought it up?
Yeah, I had no idea. It's like, French fries? What are y'all talking? I didn't see y'all eat. What are y'all talking about?
Because, you know, it's mac and cheese, but French fries, I understand why. Toy says this new generation lingo is interesting. Monica says no. Lily says I'm still confused. CXM, is French fry the same as DJing? Antho, I still don't know what French fries is. Yep.
Yeah.
I still don't know. Well, let me tell you, as it was explained in one of those comment sections, I went dumpster diving in to figure out what the hell it meant, because, you know, we don't know. Lila says, I'm their age group and I'm confused. French fries. How do you eat French fries?
With your fingers.
Yeah. Finger food.
In my day, I thought girls just called it catch a finger. Yeah, I caught a finger last night. I thought that's what that was. Why do we got to change it up to French fries? Makes no sense.
Hey, this is not your lingo. It's the young folks. True. It's the young True. Folks' world. Like Caddy says, look, I had to Google French fries. I'm too old at 37.
But I feel
see
these young bucks are just scared to say what something is. Call it what it is. Don't make up a name because you're scared to say the phrase. Just say it. You grown. You in your 20s on TV. Caught a finger.
No, that doesn't sound as good as French fries. Like, hey, even though Lily's like, look, I swear, we have some of the dumbest lingo. I love it sometimes. Though, you know what? I like this one. That's like when people say they hate mac and cheese. You know what it means?
Yeah. Yeah.
Antho, I'm not even going to ask that question or answer that one. I hope he didn't for his sake.
Oh, he should. I mean, that's the best part about French fries. Well, when you eat French fries, that's the best part. When you finish and...
Is it Mickey D's? Is it Burger King?
No, Burger King fries aren't that good. McDonald's fries, fresh, hot.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're going to lick your fingers on that one.
That might
Chick-fil-A
have been
fries,
King.
Chick-fil-A waffle fries. You're going to lick your fingers after that one. So it just depends on what they have. If the, do they have a Burger King or a McDonald's bag that you're reaching into? That'll determine. This tastes like Wendy's.
This tastes like Checkers fries. Tastes like Cookout. Ugh.
Are these rallies? I thought those closed. This is gross.
Antho says finger licking good. Y'all crazy. So since Corbin is who they thought Gabe was, is it? CXM, these 20-year-olds are freaky. Come on, when you were 20, come on now. Let's not act too old.
I want to call the French fries.
Monica says, Terrell eats fast food?
Occasionally.
French fries?
Couple places. Couple places.
Oh, quick shout out to everybody rocking with us, man. Whether you're watching now on YouTube as part of the live crew or watching the latest part of Replay Gang, please do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones. And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code above my left shoulder. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time. Terrell.
Now, to the Replay Gang, please do us a favor. Hit that that hype button. And to all of our podcast fam listening on your favorite app, thank you as well. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. And if you'd like to support in style, over Terrell's left shoulder is now another QR code. That's for the one to take you to the merch store. Scan that and thank you in advance for your support. You know, before we move on to the next morning, we've got to... That late night snack, we'd like you to leave that word in the comment section, in the live chat. Let us know you made it this far. You know what it is.
With French fries or DJ?
No, French fries. Shout out to JoJo, sending love from Earthcake State, Cali. Thank you for checking in. We got a long way to go too, man, because there's so much to get through in these episodes. The next morning, we got the thing that really irked me. And Toya mentioned it earlier, kind of waited for it. So do y'all remember how Zach acted? Didn't even make Kate a breakfast because she was exploring. Ease up off my client. Your client, your client wasn't on this part. And I hope you're not trying to defend Zach now. But Kata and Zach and him not making her breakfast, that was extra petty, wasn't it?
Could be. I'm wondering if this conversation's kind of edited just to try to give Zach, you know, benefit of the doubt here. Did they kind of edit some of that out? I don't think that he intentionally didn't make breakfast. I think it'd be messed up if he made himself a plate and was like, what are you eating? That would have been messed up because he did it intentionally, but he hadn't had anything yet. And then he asked, like, what do you want? Just, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate there for Zach.
There is no devil's advocate because everybody else, thank you, Monica, extra sassy. Everybody else went upstairs and delivered. Every other morning, he's gone upstairs and delivered. How many more guys were in the house that he could say, oh, I didn't get a chance to make a breakfast? There weren't that many. It's the same number of people. Get your ass, make the breakfast, get your sassy ass upstairs with her breakfast for her.
How many of y'all in the comment section right now, you make your man breakfast every day? Now, if y'all have a fight the night before, do you still get up and make him breakfast? Or no. He's on his own until y'all solve the fight?
Thank you, Kessie. They always are able to make it, but today's different. Today is different. Yeah. Antho, not even a fruit cup and coffee.
Yeah, tell Caleb to make you some eggs. If you want some eggs, tell Caleb to make.
And here's how you know it was on purpose. Thank you, Bad Financial, saying Zach was wrong for that. Embarrassing for sure. Embarrassing for Caleb, I'm sure. Here's the thing about this. Remember when Caleb was making his breakfast and he was making it, what did Zach say? Oh, he's probably making that for Cater. Very messy, very sassy, extremely petty. Zach, you ain't shit.
Yeah.
How about that?
Real quick, did you catch this? When Sincere said they have chicken sausage because there's no turkeys in Fiji. They don't have turkey sausage. That's Sincere. I'm like, I know we're going to talk more about Sincere, but that dude, just read some books. Every now and then. It's good that you look good, but read some books. There are turkeys in Fiji.
So you went Googling too, huh? Monica says, I've thrown a whole meal in the trash to answer your question when I was upset. That was my 20s. So I guess, Monica, are you giving Zach a pass here? Because, well, yeah, there's that. And Nitra says, my man makes my breakfast even when there's conflict. Zach is a red flag. He's definitely a red flag for many reasons.
Yeah, y'all nice to me. We have some conflict. I need you to eat my plate first. Eat off my plate before I eat off of it. We had some conflict. I'm not taking the first bite.
Oh, yeah. So you're not bringing the official taste tester.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, babe. Here, get you some of this. Chew it. Swallow.
By the way, Jean Grey of the X-Men says, Sincere also needs to listen to the books on Audible so he can hear how those words are pronounced. Yeah. Oh, we're going to get to the epitome of that, too.
Oh, goodness. He's the epitome of a pretty face, just not
Oh, my God. You know, Anaya, Melanie, and Trinity, when I'm listening to them, and okay, Toya, are you ready to defend your client? Because when I'm listening to them talk about Casey, this is exactly why I like to check out who the person I was dating hung around. Because it tells you a lot. Because Melanie's toxic, Trinity is childish, and all that is right there with Anaya and is feeding into it. And they're not holding her accountable. We're going to say this many times tonight.
Yeah.
They're not holding her accountable. They're letting her just get away with crap. They're doing nothing but feeding the machine. Nothing good comes out of it. Because a real friend would do what?
Tell her, hey, stop talking about souls. She ain't here. Stop it. Get over it. Move on.
Yes. Exactly. Speaking of Sincere and his chicken of the sea moment for you, what'd you think of his, another food reference, chocolate chip cookie dough versus pistachio ice cream?
That is some interesting stuff. So let me repeat it the way he did. Melanie is like chocolate chip sourdough cookie. I love that. You know, not sourdough, chocolate chip cookie dough. Yeah, chocolate chip cookie dough. And I like chocolate chip cookie dough. But Soul is like pistachio. And I've never had pistachio. So I tried it. It was good. But I realized I really like chocolate chip cookie dough.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you like mint chocolate chip, you try something else.
Yeah.
Look, no, Baskin Robbins had 32 flavors. How many of them did you try?
I would love to be, you know, described as an ice cream. Terrell, you're like this. And that's good, a couple scoops in, but I get a brain freeze, I get a headache, and I don't like it. Then I'm going to go try. Then I'm going to go try this.
By the way, Lilo lets you know pistachio is good, but it's not chocolate chip cookie dough, though. So, yeah.
Two very different ice creams.
Yeah.
Right? Not the same, which Melanie and Soul are two very different people. So exactly. I can see it. I see it.
Yeah. One curses all the time. One ready to turn up when something goes wrong. So there you go. Anaya gets a text, and it's the Heart Sapphire Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why Kenzie was so excited about this whole thing. I've been waiting my whole life for this.
I don't even know what that is. Like, I don't know what that challenge is. I was curious, like, why it's all of them are excited.
Yeah.
Well, and like, the ladies were excited. Zach looked like he was disappointed, like, oh, dang. I'm like, what is this challenge?
Yeah.
Because I know Zach knows what it is.
Well, okay. Here's the thing about this. As excited as the women were, it was hilarious to me watching them get ready and prepping and, you know, twerking in the, you know, drop down, get your eagle on girl in front of the mirrors and while they're getting dressed. Because we saw the preview. Okay, yeah. Let me ask. Did you see the preview?
No, I never watched the previews.
I know you don't.
Yeah. I like to be surprised like everyone else.
So you were surprised. Meanwhile, the rest of us were like, oh, this is going to be good because they have no idea what's coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, they're excited, women excited, women excited. All of a sudden, ding, ding, the guys get a text.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the chant begins like it's the World Cup.
Casa, 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 casa. They couldn't wait to get out of that house, right? Like, you would think if you have these connections, you might want to be like, hey, Melanie, real quick, we're going to go. Like, they didn't tell them, which I'm sure the producers didn't want them to do it. But they packed up quick and got out of there. Yeah, packed up quick and got out of there.
Kessie says all that routine practicing for nothing because they were practicing hard. They were showing each other routines. But this is what I missed. And Williams Pinch says, hey, did y'all forget that Bryce told Casey to try his routine on him first? Did you catch that?
No.
And if no. See, I don't remember that either. And if that's the case, did Zach get jealous?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I didn't see that.
Well, Kessie caught it. I missed that one. the whole thing is they get out there, and what happens is not what they expect when the women get out front. They see the box,
right.
They get excited.
Right.
You didn't see the preview. What did you think was in the box?
I thought the guys that are going to be for the ladies in the villa were in the box. Uh-huh. And that was going to open. It was going to be six new dudes.
Yeah.
For them. That's what I thought.
That's because, well, they thought the guys were in there. It opens up and what they see is the guys at Casa, and the guys were extremely excited to be there. And Taylor is so glad that you and I, Terrell, are experiencing our first Casa Amor.
It's something. It's something.
So we get to Casa Amor and we get the new ladies. They didn't get a chance to pull their pictures, but As the new ladies come in,
mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some of these beauties that walked in. Amora.
Yep, 21, student, ATL, very attractive, and great moves that she did on all the guys.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the theme on all the guys. We'll talk about that.
Well, at least for a while. There's a scratch in the record somewhere. Parmita, his interesting thing, when she walks in, Zach goes, oh, I'm cooked. As soon as she walks out, oh, I'm cooked. Which,
yeah.
Of course, Kata feels kind of weird about that, right?
Well, of course. But she's representing San Antonio, Texas, my hometown. Mm-hmm. What made me laugh is when she got up on Corbin. Corbin's like, yeah, I'm leaving with someone else. He's Kinsey who? We're done. That was his breakup conversation. I'm leaving with someone else.
Well, the funny thing to me was Kinsey saying I'm going to move the fuck on. Like, girl, he's already gone. There's nothing there. You just go move. You're not moving on. You just got to move.
Yeah. Corbin is like Jesus in the tomb on the third day. He ain't there. He gone.
What about Jaden when she came out? And what she did to Corbin kind of set the tone for who she wanted. But what did you think of her?
Yeah, I thought that was a bold move to pull Corbin out. Mm-hmm. Because as we watch, we think that she kind of has a thing for Corbin. But good for her. Kind of make your choice known.
Tierra lets it be known to us before she steps out. She is tunnel vision. She is going for two letters. She wants to go home of the Chiefs. She's going to KC.
Yeah. I thought that was great because that's what's cool about this Casa More is that these ladies got a chance to see the first 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So they already have an idea of who they want to go after or who they like or whatever the case may be. But I like the fact that she is hardcore on KC because if you remember back week one, nobody chose KC. She came in
and she choosing KC. You know what, though? This is where I've got to blame it on her. Because she turned it up another level, and that boy lost his goddamn mind. He had no idea what... He lost his mind, right? Because did you notice right after that, he went crazy, right? Even it wasn't Princess Tierra, was pressure. Yeah, she came in and applied it.
Yeah.
And then in behind her came Alana. Now, again, I just said, what Tierra did, TT did to KC... Turned him up a notch, and he couldn't come back down. So he was DTM, doing too much. Matter of fact, he was DTDM, doing too damn much. Right?
Right.
And what did we find out in that moment? Alana likes her black music. Well, we found that out on social. She likes her black slang. We found that out on social. But you know what she doesn't like? We found out on TV. Black men.
Darkness. Darkness. Yeah, she comes out. And, you know, she's all over Caleb, all over Mr. Teeth, Bryce, and then all on Zach.
Yeah.
Now, when she gets in front of KC, he starts smacking her butt and she's like, hey, don't touch. Which I said, hey, that's good. You consent. You don't just smack girls on the butt.
He thought he was at Area 29 on Magic City.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, this is not. So she's like, that's all you get. Then she goes to Corbin. It's kind of like, it's all you get. And then goes over to Sincere. You can look at it. And that's all you get. I like how Sincere says, what the hell did I do?
No, he said, the fuck did I do? It's a dance fan. She curved all the melanins. You know, here's the thing about it. It was so obvious, right? Even the women in the villa picked up on it. They're like, Corbin and Sincere, not her type.
Not her type.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. Because the women came out, then they sat and the guys had to come do their dance. Since they practiced and rehearsed and, you know, wore out the beds before they got out over the Casa Amor. When KC came out, he went up on Alana and hit her with the choke kiss that him and Soul, that he wished he could have done with Soul, but he hit it on her.
He said, are you kissing me today?
Because she didn't kiss him when she came out, did she?
No, she didn't. She kissed on his neck. At least faked it. Yeah. But she didn't kiss him on the lips. Come on, that's gross.
And, well, you know, that's a great way to put it because that's what her face said after he got done kissing her.
Yeah. After he got done kissing her, she's, she looked disgusted. And I don't want to put, I'm not going to put racism on her, but... She's looking a little Klansish.
Toya says they announced that Alana will not be on Thursday's episode. Colleen just Googled Alana X update 1 hour ago, eliminated.
Ah, interesting.
And Antho, she looks 15 for real. Yeah, she does look really young.
Yeah.
And we'll get into some of the stuff that there's creepier stuff in there. But and the whole fact of this, why she was eliminated, did you feel that she should have been taken off the show for the videos that popped up on social?
So, I struggle on this one because I talked about the Vanessa person when we did episode one.
Yeah.
She didn't get on there because she was caught on a video saying the N-word in a rap lyric, mm-hmm. right? Now, what I found out is that the producers, production has a third party.
Yes.
Look at people's social media.
Yep.
And that third party missed it because this wasn't on her social media personally. Mm-hmm. It's something she posted someplace else.
Right.
But of course, the internet, we find you and they find and all the information.
Detectives always.
So they missed it. So mm-hmm. they missed it. So now it's how the production responds to it is going to be key. And keep in mind, this out of a lot of these reality shows I've seen, this is the most people of color mm-hmm. I've seen in one of these reality shows. So mm-hmm. they have to respond accordingly.
Right.
Yeah. And if it was just Casey and Anaya were the only black people, they might be like, she was singing. You know, but you got so many. You got so many on there.
I don't think it's just the singing because when she did the post, it was a Twitter post, an old Twitter post, Nigerian.
Mm, yeah, with two G's.
Yeah. I bet you she thought that was cute, huh? She thought that was cute. Mm-hmm. Toya says she said that an N-word tried to float with her. And Kessie says, I'm not even mad at production, honestly. Just get her out of here. Yeah. This is so you're fine with this one now, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you got to. You got to distance yourself from it. There's a whole lot of because you already did it once. You kicked out Vanessa when you heard about hers. You got to follow suit to anybody else that comes into the villas.
You set the precedent.
Mm-hmm. You set that precedent. So there's anything that comes out about you once you get introduced, yeah, you out of there.
So what happens if there's a black person on there who says
the N-word
or the H-word? if it's like a no tolerance thing. By the way, J-Roll says two people got sent home last year. Is this setting the fine line that next year they're going to send somebody black home because they said the C word or the H word?
Those aren't protected words.
They're not a protected truth. See, that's how y'all got that.
That's different. That's different. That's not apples to apples, Johnny.
this other C word is one that's offensive too, because that got somebody kicked off last year.
Really?
Yeah. Because some other people. Yep. See, last year a girl was using the C slur to Asians and got booted. Yep, Latina. Mm. So see, it's not only white people that get affected by this.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Well, we can't say anything. Yes, you can. Just gotta suffer the consequences. Sydney, when she came out, she brought all the chocolate with her.
She did. She did. And to me, I don't know if you picked up on this. I feel like Sydney comes, she's only 25, but she just comes across just more mature than the rest of the group.
That's that West Indian in her, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah. She just comes across a bit more mature than the rest of the group.
I say that, and here comes Williams Pinch. Sydney's weird. Damn it, man. I do like how even Kata caught up on in the fact, because she's Haitian. Kata's mm-hmm. half Haitian as well. Thoughts on the Casa Amor girls overall, though? What'd you think?
I mean, well, minus one. They're all great. One of them shouldn't even been there.
Right. Okay. Thoughts on the women's reaction to Casa Amor and the women as they came out? Because...
Dumb.
What was dumb? Was it Melanie's twerk? Because they're getting ready to go get food and Melanie says, we're going to put on the show anyway. She gets down, does her, it's showtime at the strip club.
Dropped down and got an eagle on.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I just think that all that was dumb. Y'all got to just dance for each other. And I know they're pissed because they got all dressed up for nothing. And from mm-hmm. what I know about ladies, they don't want to go get all done up for mm-hmm. nothing.
Right.
Right. So I get that'd be frustrating. And then they just go make themselves some grilled cheeses, which apparently they love grilled cheese sandwiches on this island. But that whole reaction with Kinsey and, you know, F you and all that. And the, yes, this.
The angry splits.
Yeah.
Power to the people.
Yeah. Who wants that? That splits was just ridiculous. I don't know. Anyone in the comments, do y'all think their reaction was warranted outside of getting all dressed up for nothing? But that was the show. That wasn't the guy's fault that they did that. But the show did that. But what are your thoughts on how they handled that? They've seen this show before. They know how Casa Amor goes. Why are they tripping so much? I just don't get it.
Because your feelings get hurt. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. It's the thing that happens is you think it's all good until it's you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. Or like Gwen says, childish. Yeah. As everybody's getting to these the splits, splits were aggressive. Mimi says that Coot should be really sore from being slammed on the ground. It actually messed. It jammed my whole system up. You see, I had to had to jump out and come back in. The French fries were terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible French fries. Oh.
Got some French fries grease on your hard drive, huh?
Now, Lily says they were left in the dark about what was going on and then got their feelings hurt. So that's probably what this is. Because remember, they were all excited about one thing, then they get this, right?
Right.
So it's, right. They knew Casa was coming, but something was different. Chocolate Sooner, you're funny for this. Yeah, my computer doesn't like bullshit. That's what happened. I should have known better. by the way, Kellen sent this earlier too. Kellen said this earlier. Said this was such a new twist to the heart rate challenge. They usually see the new singles at the same time, then they reveal if anyone was invited to stay, and then they see the videos of cheating.
Mm.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna be interesting to see what they do from here on, right? As we get to the next episode, look, gotta say that we're on this mission to get to 10,000 subscribers, and we need your help. So do us a favor, please hit that like button if you're not subscribed. Please subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to hit that subscribe button and hit the bell for notifications. Sydney and Bryce are having a conversation. It's really interesting to me that Bryce, all the stuff that Trinity kept talking about, and oh, what about, you know, he's the first white guy I've ever really messed with and all this other stuff. And what about this? And us women don't, us dark-skinned women can't this or that. Who does he go for?
Trinity
the
lookalike.
The most chocolate woman.
Yeah.
In Casa.
He goes for Trinity lookalike. And I like Bryce's strategy here. Bryce, this is what's great about guys. We know where we stand. Bryce knew he can't compete with any of the guys when it comes to physique and looks. So his goal was, I'm going to be funny. I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to stay in my lane and do what works for me. Smart move.
Right. No. Here's the interesting thing, though, because your girl, Alana.
My girl.
Is sitting. Well, I mean, can't
she
be.
She don't like me. She don't like, both of us.
She does like Zach, though. Interesting that she tells Zach she's been watching this whole time and he's the one that she wanted to get with the most, right? Mm-hmm. But then Hideaway happened. And what does he do immediately? Well, you know, no, I'm still open.
Right.
Mr. All Mad that Kato had a chat.
Yeah, he's still open, but he should be closed once she told him she made out with his brother. That's when you should close that door.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's. I get it. He didn't know when she first came out, so that you get a pass. But there's no way I'm going to make out or sleep in the same bed with a girl that made out with my brother.
Mm-hmm. That to me is wild. And because she knew. So she is seeking siblings, right? Because she knew that. But did you notice that she told him one story,
mm-hmm.
but told the girl something else?
Mm-hmm.
Because she told him what? How did she say it to him? As
she made it sound like she was at a party and his brother just like walked in the room and eventually just walked up and kissed her. But apparently she went on a date with him.
When I heard that, I'm like, wait a minute. Well, yeah. It makes sense. Why she skipped over the brothers ain't falling for that. Well, I never mind. I stopped that. Some guys would. look, the cat convo. I know how much you love cats. Did that even mean anything to you?
Nope, because I don't like cats. Yeah, good for you.
Her calling, I got a child.
Yeah.
And shout out to Pimp Nade Slickback. Said, thank you for that super chat. She just got banned from the show. I don't know if you all heard. Yes, we did hear that. Yep. She did get banned from the show. And, you know, we're finding out Love Island does not play. And they get a chance to do that because this is happening almost in real time, as opposed to show's been shot 6 months ago, edited 6 months ago. Here it is. It's airing and it's too late. This they get to react to in real time, right? So there's that. The women back at the villa. I really want everybody to stop giving Trinity too much credit. We have tried to give her way too much credit before. But she's saying Casey done fucked around with Anaya's feelings for too long. Again, we said this. She's not there holding Anaya accountable, is she?
No, but they're all being bitter at this point. So it doesn't matter. They're all going to pile on. Doesn't matter.
That's true. Yeah, it is. Everybody's mad at everybody. Kenzie's still mad. Everybody mad. This is what it is. We do get to see in Casa, we do get to see KC and Tierra.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is where we start to see cracks in KC's game. Because he's a bit awkward here, right? Or is it just me?
I think it might be just you, but he doesn't really have game. I just think he looks good, right? Yeah. And he just works with that. Nothing wrong with that, right? When you look like a certain way, you don't really have to have game. Just those of us that don't look like that, we got to have personalities and engage. But when you look like some of these guys in their 20s, you don't have to say shit. So I like
practice dance moves in the mirror. You practice your game in the mirror. Yes,
exactly. But I do like their chemistry. I think he can see that there's something there, and I love how Tierra is honing in on him because that's what he has not had in 3 weeks.
So, and we said that about everybody else. Stop honing in so much. But this should be. I guess this is the first time watching it. Is that what the Casa bombshells are supposed to do? Are they supposed to try and get with everybody? Because they've had a chance to watch everybody. They know who they like just by looking at. Or are they supposed to try and flirt with everybody and get everybody? Is that what it's supposed to be? Because to your point, she sees she likes Casey. She wants, that's who she wants. That's who she's going for.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody kind of sees it at the same time too. So.
Yeah.
We get to see who's sharing beds. And again, sorry, I don't have the pictures of the bombshells from Casa. We'll have them by Sunday. But Sincere is with Amora.
Mm-hmm.
Corbin is with Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she handcuffed him to the pole, he had no choice. Zach and Alana, Bryce and Sydney, Casey and Tierra, of course, Caleb and Parmida.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy happened in this night, except the only people really getting it in is Casey and Tierra. The next morning, Zach, Caleb, and Corbin are having they're having a chat.
Mm-hmm.
Anything interesting out of this combo?
Well, what's interesting is Corbin said that he had some things about Kinsey that was starting to bother him. So you called it. He was annoyed with her. And now that he's with Casa Moore, he's done with Kinsey. And I'm just wondering what it was, because I'm betting the twerking has to be part of it.
Yeah.
No guy wants that. I don't want a girl that's going to do that. No, we're not together and you're going to be dropping down twerking like that in front of people. No.
Well, I mean, but that's the nature of the show, though.
I get it. We couldn't be together. Let's get this money. But as soon as we leave, we're done. Here's your $50,000. Here's my $50,000. Have a good life.
Sincere, Bryce, and KC are having a combo. Anything come out of this one?
This is the first time we hear KC say Anaya is a question mark. He's been frustrated, but he just verbally said, hey, she's a question mark. Because he's tired of dealing with all that stuff and he's seeing what he's getting from TT. So I think he's waffling.
And rightfully so, because he's been going through a lot of strife for the last couple episodes. And at some point, you're just going to get tired of it. Especially, well, we'll get to that in a minute, too. But Ariana shows up, tells the women that she has 12 guys for them.
Mm-hmm.
This makes them feel a little better. They get excited. As the guys are coming in, the fellas in Casa see them coming in. And what do we realize? These fellas can count.
And they don't really give a shit. Like, oh, like, there's 12. What's up with that? Anyway.
Well,
they moved on.
What are you supposed to do?
They moved on.
What are you supposed to do? You can't do nothing about it.
Like, oh, wow, look at that. That's crazy. Okay. Well, anyway, Alana, how are you doing? How was that?
What are you going to do? Start yelling like they did?
Yeah. F you.
Yeah. Chocolate Suna says all 12 should have stayed. The picking was too quick. What'd you think of the whole guys introducing themselves, trying to seduce the women, and them getting getting to their six? Because they had to pick six guys out of the 12.
It was really quick. Those conversations had been really quick and short. Mm-hmm. So you had to really stand out and say something. But more power to them. If they could pick six out of that group that quickly, great.
They picked Corey, Che, Gall, Ronnie, Dylan, and Carl. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike were not.
I was thinking the same thing. Cool it now. Interesting group that they picked. And did you notice how many, since there's so much conversation and frustration about people not being attracted to Anaya because of her dark skin, people making those comments, a lot of the dark skin guys didn't get picked?
A lot? You mean none. By a lot, you mean none. I mean, look, social media was quick to villainize Casey, completely forgetting that he didn't have any woman behind his door.
Mm-hmm.
He was the dark-skinned man of the OGs.
Yep.
There was not one woman behind his door.
Yep.
Okay? And everybody likes to forget that. As soon as Saul shows up and he says she looks like his ex, all of a sudden, oh, and that's all the Twitter fingers. That's all he dates. He only like light-skinned women. He just with Anaya just because.
Yeah. Man,
stop it. The fellas had three chocolate women.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what they did? They didn't pull on Alana.
No.
All down to Caleb and Bryce and Zach were all in there on the chocolate.
Caleb was all in it. I'm your Huckleberry.
Meanwhile, you know what the women did? They pulled out the paper bag, picked their 6 of 12. Trinity, Anaya, I don't hear shit about dark skin this or dark skin that no more.
Right.
Nothing else for the rest of the season. Y'all can't say shit. Y'all let all them chocolate men and said, get the hell off my island. Go back.
And then we get back to the bullshit, right? Like Mel and Anaya.
Yeah.
Both of them said they missed their man. I was just like, why? Y'all have all these guys you just picked. Why not just focus on that and play the game instead of just sitting there, pulling yourself aside, talking about how much you miss your men? Because your men are having fun at Casa Amor. They're taking advantage of the opportunity, and I think the ladies should be doing the exact same thing.
I believe Melanie. I don't believe Anaya.
I think Melanie really likes sincere. I think Anaya just wants to be wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all that was, because we don't believe you. Meanwhile, Anaya's like, oh, well, you know, I want to see Carl. Carl is kind of awkward, too. You saw when he tried to go and, hey, come walk with me.
Yeah, she went to hold his hand, and he was like, oh, no. Like we're at a wedding. Right?
So you caught that, too.
Right? Left.
After he put the arm down first, he tried to put an arm out for him to hold it, and he was like, nah. Okay, it wasn't just me. It wasn't just me.
Yeah.
I do have a question for you, though. Why is she acting so surprised that a Chinese man can speak Mandarin?
You know, maybe she just went off look and assumed maybe he's an Americanized and doesn't speak the native language, which is a huge assumption. But I'm just glad that she didn't say that he speaks Chinese. I'm glad that she said Mandarin. Somebody reads. Somebody knows that there's no language called Chinese. It's Mandarin. So good job, Anaya.
He's so sophisticated.
It's annoying. He's so cultured. He's so cultured.
Yes, his. You know, the way they ended episode 18 was kind of up in the air, right? Because you see Trinity and Corey having a conversation. Not much coming out of the combo mm-hmm. until they get to the kissing booth, and it's a whole lot of awkward-looking kissing at the moment. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. Turtle Tongue looking sad over at Casa.
I don't think it's Turtle Tongue or is it Teeth? Snapping Turtle.
Teeth.
Because he keeps biting people, yeah. Yeah, he's all in his feels, you know, crying because... yeah. He's in his fields and crying because he misses Trinity. And he says that he told a joke to Sydney and she said she didn't get it. Trinity would have got that joke, you know? And so he's just all sad. I'm thinking to myself, Bryce, come on, man. Play the game.
By the way, Williams Prince says, the white Asians don't be speaking their native tongues anymore. Hell, I was impressed at Carl too. Really? A. Gordon says, thank God everybody says Chinese and the language is Mandarin. Yes. What'd you think of your girl, Kenzie, when episode 19 kicked off with her sugar and spice and everything nice?
Oh, Jesus. She thinks very highly of herself, which is great. You got that self-esteem going. But the whole, like, if I was Dylan, I'd have been turned off by, this is sugar, this is spice, this is everything nice. Really? You named one sugar, one spice? Yeah, I'm done.
She made it up right there, though, to be fair.
Doesn't matter. That's not a flex. It's not a, I wouldn't be, oh, I'm interested. I like sugar. I like spice. No. I'd be like, what did you just say?
Yeah, I'm out. This is not nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go pull someone else. I'll catch you later.
Corbin, we see him and Parmita, right? And interesting, because we find out that she knows him. And she's like, no, you know me because you follow me too. Mm. And then come to find, he remembers her from the conversation on IG, then he ghosted her.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she didn't take the bait. Yeah, you should come out to Miami. We can work out together, really. Like, I know people who are like fitness enthusiasts, and they get people in their DMs. Oh, this person, they do a lot of training videos. I'd love to go out there and work out with them one time. They're inviting you out there, but not for the workout, at least not the workout you're thinking.
Well,
they're having you come out there for a reason. Yes, having you come out there for a reason. Their idea of a cool down is a little different than your idea of a cool down. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can you blame them?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not in Corbin's shoes. I don't have people sliding my DMs wanting to work out with me, so I can't relate. I don't know. I don't know.
Isn't it funny that Corbin and Caleb want the same woman again?
Well, it's funny to me, but also I like what Caleb did here. You lost once. Caleb knows, again, men play to their strengths. They're like, I can't compete with Corbin. Mm-hmm. So if he wants Parmita, he can have her. I'm going to go talk to Jaden. Smart, Caleb. Smart. You know you're not going to pull from Corbin. Let him have it.
And he knows if he doesn't couple up with somebody, he's going to get his ass kicked off the island. There's nobody in the villa for him.
And at first, when I saw this, I was kind of annoyed at Corbin. I'm like, dude, that's kind of foul. But I remembered, this is a game. Corbin came in as a bombshell. Mm-hmm. Corbin is in it to win it. He's playing the game. Should be. He's not here to make guy friends. Right. He's here to partner up with somebody and be a couple at the end and win $100,000.
Well, you know, while you give Caleb some props, Taylor says, no, Caleb is too nice for this show. Fight back.
You can't. You can't.
You got to know when you're whipped.
You got to know. You got to know sometimes when you want. You know what? I'm good. I'm going to walk away.
Williams Finch, Caleb isn't aggressive enough for this island. He innocent. my God, y'all are nuts, man. Look, he found a person, and it seems like, because even when you see them later, right? You see Caleb and Jaden later. They seem to have good chemistry.
They right? do. Yeah, their chemistry is, hey, no one wants you. No one wants. They have the KC and Nia chemistry from week one. Hey, mm-hmm. So you don't have anybody. I don't have anybody. You want to sleep in my bed? Sure. You seem nice.
Chocolate Suda, why are we name calling? Calling Corbin a garden tool. A 304. Wow.
Yeah.
What are we doing? KC living his best life. Ain't going back and forth with you. He's out there with Sydney, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good convo that's happening here, right?
Yeah, it's good convo. We find out Casey's a little vanilla in the bedroom. You know, Sydney's asking about toys. He's like, no, I don't. Looked like he was about to clutch his pearls at one point. Like, toys? I don't do toys. I might do a little whipped cream, but that's about as far as it gets. And she goes, oh, I don't like whipped cream, but I'll do it. Which, that's the kind of woman every guy wants. I don't really like that, but I'll do it.
Well, you know, apparently she said enough to spark Casey's interest because, you know, gets him a little kiss and invites her to sleep in the bed with him that night, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, wait a minute. There's Tierra. TT.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Which this part of the show confused me because I thought you partner up, you go sleep in the bed. I'm thinking y'all together. I didn't realize you can say, hey, you want to sleep with me tonight? Hey, last night was awesome. Good to see you. Good, nice to meet you. Hey, do you want to sleep in my bed tonight? And you can just have different people every night?
Well, I think that is kind of what it's supposed. It's almost more like that, especially this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did see that too, Antho. It was something. It did look like something caught her now. I did catch that. Talking about, did you see that she had a pink eye? I don't know if it's pink eye because they probably would have caught her full yeah. Yeah, for that. But yeah, right. It was something. Yeah. But I think in Casa, correct me if I'm wrong, because I think I saw this, where they do get to switch out every night. You gotta sleep with, you don't have to sleep with the same person all the time because it's a quick change to see if you got something, move on.
Okay. Right? So that's just in Casa more, you can do that.
Got yeah, because, oh, like Sedan's fan says, they're not coupled up yet, so they're exploring. Mm-hmm. So, see, this is what, we don't know the terminology. Coupled up means you're coupled up. Closed off means that's it, we done, right? Open right. to explore, that means, hey, we still good. So, yeah, that's what it is. They're not coupled up in Casa, so. Chocolate Sooner, that means absolutely nothing to me or Tell, saying it's almost like perfect match.
Nope. I got nothing. No frame of reference for that.
Toya says they can switch it up in Casa more only. So mm-hmm. everyone is single in there. So there we go. Casey disappointed me here. All of us that had his back, and I know this is what Toya's been waiting for. That's why I was slow walking to get to this point. Because Toya's going to feel vindicated right now. Because now that he's gotten a little attention, mm-hmm. he doesn't know how to act. He tells Tierra, TT, that she shouldn't put all her eggs in one basket. Even mm-hmm. though she's saying, hey, no, I already know what I want. It's you.
Right. Baby, it's you. You're the one I love.
Then he asks her, how you feel about sleeping with someone else?
Well, so it's funny. This KC, where were you week one? Right. Because I think he learned his lesson with the whole soul debacle. So he said, mm-hmm. I'm exploring. I'm taking advantage of this. And I'm not just going to focus on just one person, which okay. is great. But okay. my issue is you had somebody that came in with you in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Why dabble? Because your connection with Sydney isn't that great. She's into all these toys. You're not. Yeah, so what's that relationship going to be?
He has to find, okay, if he has to find out, and this is what, it's exploring, like Antho says, Casey was right for saying that they're exploring, it's day one, TT.
Right.
Okay, it's day one. J-Roll says TT was doing too much with my man. It's day one. We know, see, the problem is, you know when you have a conversation with somebody and they haven't been involved in it yet? Mm-hmm. That's what's been happening. She's had a relationship with this man. He just hasn't met her yet.
Yeah, he just doesn't know.
And did she come off a little crazy in this convo, though? Because she does pull the whole, well, do whatever you want to do thing.
I don't think she's crazy, but I get her point. Because if you look at what happened when she came out, and then her and Casey were in that room, Casey was all about her. And was feeling it and all that. And then, yeah, I want you to sleep in my bed. So, of course, she would think that they're good. So I could see her being a little blindsided by that.
Yeah, okay. To me, though, I think maybe we got a strong look into what Anaya was kind of going through. Because he's coming off as like a little giddy kid. Is it because he's finally getting some attention? Because he hasn't gotten attention. Remember, he really didn't get attention before.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't you be giddy if everyone around you has been getting attention for 3 weeks and then now all of a sudden you blew up? Yeah. You'd be excited.
Mama, I made it.
Yeah.
Kessie says, Toya, TT's using sex and butt as a weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah.
J-Ro says she's a bombshell and it's day one. She tripping. Okay. And just to clear things up, Cootie says, who is all of us to have his back? Touche. My bad. I didn't mean to group us all together. My bad. Melanie's out here with Ronnie. And Ronnie's, here's what I noticed with the guys. He's the first one to do it, but he's not the only one to do it. Every time they're talking to Melanie, I think they've seen the look in Melanie's eyes when she's talking to Sincere and when she's around Sincere, and they know they got to go hard. So what do they do? Let's dig at this man completely. You know, you could be doing much better.
Yeah.
All's fair?
Yes. They're in it to win it. They're not coming in here to be Sincere's friend.
Okay.
I say you come in there, talk all the trash you want. I've been watching Sincere. Did you know what he told Soul? Did you know what he said this? I'd be spilling all the tea. If my goal is to get in and win, I'm going to go win.
Okay, true. Good point. Good point. Melanie does kind of want him, though. She is a slow mover and likes things to be authentic. Which, you notice, Melanie, Kata, the challenges, they'll go all out. Outside the challenge, hold up. He's back.
Well, yeah. She's a slow mover, but then she says, you want to sleep in my bed tonight?
Well, I mean, they have everybody needs somebody to sleep in the bed. Come on.
No. Melanie's not always slept in the bed. She doesn't have to do it.
Oh, that's true.
She chooses to sleep someplace else.
Well, she's trying something different this time.
Got it.
Now, this is where we get to see Sincere and Amora, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything from this combo?
Well, I think Amora seems really interested in Sincere, but I think Sincere is doing what he did to Soul. He's just going through the motions. You know, Amora says that she feels like he feels like home, which to me, you just met me. That's weird. Mm-hmm. And she admires his emotional intelligence. and then did you catch that she sees a butterfly and says, wow, I've been asking God for a sign. All that, I think, is gonna turn Sincere. It's a butterfly.
Was it a butterfly with a lantern? Because it was nighttime.
This is Fiji butterflies. This isn't Houston butterflies. You don't see Houston butterflies at night. In Fiji, they're everywhere. It's a different area.
I know he said a firefly. If J-Ro says the butterfly comment, you might be right.
Thank you. I was right. It's a butterfly. It wasn't a firefly.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, Sincere's still loving the Casa more, even though he's like, you know, like you said, he's just out here having fun. Casa is the epitome of testing your connection.
The epitome of testing your connection. Epitome. Sincere. Come on, man. Pick up a book.
No. Hit press play on the audiobook because you're going to need to learn. Because he knew the word.
You're right. Get an audiobook. Hear how to say this. It's the epitome Stop it.
He knew the word, though. He knew the word. Here was the thing. By the way, Gwen says it was probably a moth. It was definitely a moth.
No, not a butterfly. She said butterfly.
Well, he said epitome.
Yeah, well, she's, I'm just going on what she said. I didn't see said butterfly.
He might have kissed that pronunciation into her.
Yeah. You kiss and see her, all of a sudden you can't spoke? Is that what it is?
Exactly. You don't know. Like Bad Financial said, he said it so confidently, too. He did. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, blame him. No child left behind. Exactly. Kata, Trinity, and Jen are having a combo.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about their dates. Anything stood out to you from any? Because they're talking about all three of their dates. Anything stood out to you from their dates?
The one that stood out was Kata, because Kata likes Che, but she's scared to kiss him. Because remember, he asked her for a kiss, and she said no. Yeah. Sticking to her rules.
Yeah.
But she said she's scared to kiss him in case Zach is not kissing other girls, and she feel like that looked bad on her. And I'm thinking, you don't realize what Zach's doing. Zach's good. He's playing the game.
For now.
You should do the same. Yeah, you should do the same.
Tomorrow night, we'll find out. Zach is not doing so good. Because he's going to be one short. Why was Trinity crying, though?
Because she felt bad that she made out with Corey in the phone booth or the photo booth. And now she's feeling bad, like, you know, like she cheated on Bryce or something. It's a game.
Yeah, but you know what? She didn't feel that damn bad because she did not go sleep in Soul Ties because sharing beds, Trinity and Corey, Melanie and Ronnie, Anaya and Carl, Jen and Gall, Kata and Che, Kenzie and Dylan. And over in Casa, Tara stuck with a, you know, snapping turtle, as you call him, Bryce, Jaden and Caleb, No Black, Alana and Zach, Sydney and Casey, Amora and Sincere. And, well, somebody got to get it in. And apparently, Parmita and Corbin, and we got it.
Corbin don't mess around. The spirit of Gabe is in Corbin.
He said, don't worry, Gabe, I got your back.
Yeah. Doing this for both of us.
The next morning, though, Corbin says something, and I think that you feel like he said it for a reason, because he said, hey, look, fellas, we can't move like we did in the old villa and act all closed off. Is he right?
Well, technically, yes, because he's playing the game. But I think he's saying that to justify stealing Caleb's chick. Mm-hmm. And that's really putting everybody on notice. It's like, hey, around Corbin, any of y'all, this lady's a free game. So be open. If he's going to explore, don't be mad.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Did you notice what Casey said, though, when it came down to his night? Like, you know, he barely cuddled with Sydney. He waited till almost when it was time to wake up because he wasn't feeling it. And, you know, he's much more physically attracted to Titi.
Right. That's what, when Sydney broke out all the toys and the S&M stuff, that's what's your cue to exit stage left. This is not a place you want to go into.
I want to know what happened in the middle of the night that made him go, oh, wait, hold up. No. TT, where you at? Melanie, we heard Corey say he wanted to pull her for a chat, and he did. What I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, right? But when Corey is spitting his game, it's a lot of words, but he's not saying anything. And there's nothing specific this man said about, you know, what do you like about me? Oh, and he's just, well, I like this and this and this, but nothing specific.
You're a powerful woman. You're dominant and a special guy.
And
can handle you.
Hold on a second. Yeah, strong.
Yeah. He's a special man, and pretty much the guy you got is not it, but I'm him. I'm that dude.
Yo, Antho, I don't see it either. He says, I don't see any dominance from Corey, because Corey's like, yeah, you need a dominant man. I am that man.
Okay.
Yeah. He did, again, somebody else hating on Sincere says he's not the right person. We did see Kata with Che again, right? And She does ask Che what his intentions are. Did you like that question?
I did. And I like the fact that he says he's not trying to blow up because he doesn't even have social media. Mm-hmm. So good for you, because that way no one's going to bring up N-word stuff that you've been saying and post it on social media. So good job. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was a good question. But I think Che is just really out for the physical on Kata, because all that stuff about her eyes and this and can I kiss you? You just want to get on her.
Yeah.
Don't blame you. But that's your intention. You should have said that.
Because he's like, well, I'm here for love. Everybody is. She's like, no, hold up now.
Yeah.
I've been here. I see who's here. The other thing was, too, you notice how quickly he ran out of game. And when he ran out of game, he's like, can I kiss you?
Do we make out now? Is this what we do?
Right. I just thought this was kind of wild that they're doing that. And hey, I love the fact that people are actually calling out in the live crew, calling out the dirty macking that's happening the guys are doing with Melanie, because they're dirty macking, right? They constantly trying to put down Sincere instead of talking about what they can do.
Because it works.
Yeah, true. It does.
Yeah, but it works.
Casey having a convo with TT. She starts off the conversation in a way that I am sure made you sit back in your chair. Because you think I'm crazy?
Well, I think you're crazy. Like anyone, if someone were to ask me that, I want to say yes, but I'm scared to because you're crazy. So, if you ask, do you think I'm crazy? I'm like, you're a little eccentric. You know, I wouldn't say you're crazy. You just dance to a beat of a different drum. That's how I see it.
Right. Well, does it help that she apologized for her natural reaction, her quote unquote natural reaction?
Well, I mean, it's nice that she apologized, but I think he realizes that TT was a better match for him. He should have just stuck with that. It would make me a little concerned. Like, I'd feel weird if somebody was just all up on me like that, like day one, mm-hmm. You know, where you, Terrell, I want you. I'm like, oh, we just met.
Right.
I'm going to dial that back a little bit.
Well, also, I guess you have to in the challenges. You lead with sex in the challenges, but that's what it's led with, right? Kessie says, I'm telling you, TT is the type to bring a blade to your nether regions.
Maybe.
Yeah, but you know, that kind of explosion that quick, you're like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But even she admitted to the maybe it's a good thing I didn't sleep in his bed last night because things would have happened.
And he'd have been okay with that.
Yeah, he probably would have. By the way, Carrie says, if they have to ask, yes, you're batshit crazy. Facts. Melanie, Anaya, and Trinity having a convo. And I like here because Trinity's like, look, man, this ain't for me. Here, pass it to the homie. Now you hit it.
Yeah. Fair. And Melanie says, I'll take that because she's feeling Corey mm-hmm. and she wants to explore him. So I dig that. And I think Mel is trying to brace herself in case Sincere tries to come back with someone else because that's in the back of her mind.
What'd you think of Trinity, though, and her fear with Bryce?
Made no sense to me. Her fear is, what if you go with someone from a different race just to see them get with someone that looks like them? So she's assuming that Bryce is over there with a white girl, not realizing that he's with someone who looks just like you, Trinity. Just like you. But why would you worry about that?
You know who didn't go for somebody that looked like them? You, Trinity.
Yeah.
You had them right there. They were there. And you didn't. Y'all mm-hmm. let them get back on the boat and sail away. So, just say. Caleb and Jaden. Good match. He's trying.
Well, they don't have anyone else. So they're the KC and Anaya of week one.
Why does they don't have anybody else.
Yeah, so yeah, he's got to put all his eggs in the Jaden basket because none of the other guys want Jaden. So this gives he has no competition. So I don't blame. That's a smart play. No one else wants her.
He like, I can't go back without somebody. I'm going home if I do. And she's right there willing because she wants to stay too. Corbin and Casey having a conversation. It's really interesting because both of these guys are really feeling their Casa girls. Like if you, when you look at the guys that went over, you're like, if you pick two people who are going to leave with someone new, it's these two, right? Corbin and Casey, right?
That they need to leave with someone new?
Well, they're going to. Not even these. They look like they're going to.
Because they're going to. They're going
even
to.
Even Corbin saying that he hasn't even thought about Kenzie.
Yeah, and he even said the Casa Amor girls are better than the original girls. Like he's just so you know that clip's going to get played back to the ladies.
He doesn't care.
I know he doesn't. He's there to win. He's not there to make friends.
Who's the only one that's going to be mad about that? The other girls don't care. They didn't want him. The only one that's going to care is Kenzie. And who cares?
Right.
So, yeah, no, that's fine.
Kenzie doesn't care. She's done, remember? F you.
Be careful before you make my computer freeze again.
Yeah.
The next challenge was the temperature rising. What did you think of this one?
Well, I was curious what this was going to be. And it's head-to-head competition you with your original partner. I thought they're all going to be in the same space, but they're one Casa Amor, one at the villa. I thought it was just weird. You know, so you have the different categories, you know, lick, kiss, dance, tickle, suck, nibble. But how are the points getting tallied? Like, what are they seeing to say that's a point? You know, you think about a boxing match where they count points. Yeah, they're like, oh, that was a hit. That was a block.
Yeah. Who is
what are they
who
getting
is making
in this
the lights
kiss?
Go up? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Taylor says this challenge was so trifling, the toe sucking needs to stop.
It's a lot. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah. This way too much. And you know what I noticed about this challenge is the fact that when they did all that and they lost, especially the women, they all looked embarrassed.
Yeah, especially that last challenge, the freestyle. It was just one big orgy.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Everybody was kissing everybody. Girls were kissing girls. I'm wondering if Bryce and Zach kissed. Did they show that?
Cassie says this was that was a rigged game anyway, just to get to the freestyle. And that's probably what it was.
Yeah, oh, it's Ty. Wow.
Yeah, you could see that a mile away. So, Trinity, what did you think of her breaking it off with Corey when she actually went and did that? I thought this is probably the most mature I've seen her be.
Yeah. I think that was smart. If you're not feeling him and you know that he likes you and he likes Mel, you don't want him? Let him go. Let him go focus on his other choice, which he does right away. Kudos to Corey playing the game.
Goes to Speakeasy and immediately Dirty Mackin' again.
Yeah. You know, Sincere ain't shit.
You know, I saw when he was in this room. You want me to tell you what happened?
Yeah. I know what he told Soul. I wrote it down.
I took notes because I knew I was coming to see you, baby.
Yeah.
Melody actually says that Corey is her number one. Now, I took that with a grain of salt because as she's saying this, I'm watching the way that she looks at him. It's not the way she looks at Sincere. So she means number one out of all of you new guys.
Out of the new guys. My bed.
Okay, yes.
Yes, okay. Out of the new guys. Not her number one over Sincere, no.
Right. So, yeah, this is, Casey says, guys are spoiling movie night for me. Do you think that's really happening with them saying all that stuff so that it will ruin movie night because the women already kind of know? But it's not going to because the women are still going to overreact when they see it with their own eyes. Hearing it and seeing it, I understand, are two different things.
Fair.
Yeah. So, he thinks that she's, there's better for her. He is that better. And that's what he wants, right? Meanwhile, while this is happening, Sincere is over in Casa, shirtless, laying in the bed, you know, with Amora. The way she is staring up at him,
Right.
It's a just a step down from the way Melanie looks at him.
Yeah.
And he's not returning the gaze.
No, he's not. Because she tells him that, she asks him, is this connection serving him well? And he's like, yes. It's making me think about how much I want to be with Melanie. Mm-hmm. But this is cool. You're warm. You know, this is nice. But yeah, it's serving me really well. I'm gonna say the things that make you think I like you. And then I'm going to pick Melanie.
Did you catch the move that she put on him? The move you've used, I've used, and most men have used. Took that one finger and turned the face to the side to go on for the kiss. She was smooth with it too, but she caught him good.
Yeah, because he wasn't going to do it on his own.
No, he sure wasn't.
Yeah.
It's... We're now at 19, right? Episode 19. Can you believe 19 episodes in already? Do you now, after these last three episodes, we've got introduced to Casa Amor, do you have a different outlook on the show?
No, I don't. My outlook will not change on this show. There's nothing that's going to happen that's going to make me say, you know what, Yanni? This is a good show, actually. I like it. No, I don't.
Okay. I would ask for predictions, but we have no idea. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We still got a ways to go.
Yeah, a long way to go. Now, LaVita says Sincero's lying, he acted the same way with Soul. Yeah, but he's at least going through the experience. And that's what he said, it's testing the connection. And he's then just like, you know what? I don't like it. It's okay. I still think about Melanie. I'm good. Right? Chocolate Sooner says, Terrell, watch season 6. I already know what
you're
saying.
No, thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll go backwards.
Yeah, he doesn't spin the block. Toya says, you're halfway through the show. We're almost there.
Oh, goodness. This is halfway. All right.
Well, to be fair, Monica says this wasn't the best season.
Well.
Kellen has a question. Let's ask it right now. We can get out of here. Who do you think will keep a new bombshell?
Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, Caleb.
Yep.
I'm going to say KC.
I'm going to say KC too. And you know.
Yeah. And Anaya's going to keep Carl.
You think she's going to keep Carl?
Yeah, I think she's going to keep Carl.
I don't know. I think the drama says she lets him go.
Well, she lets him go, and then KC picks TT. But then she's out.
Yeah. I don't think she's gonna pick Carl though.
All right. At least
the way she's been trying to play up that she's missing KC, who knows?
Yeah.
You might be right. So this is the one thing we disagree on is Anaya, whether she does pick Carl or not. Shout out to Taylor says, we appreciate the recaps. Thank you. We appreciate you guys hanging with us. Do us a favor, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones.
And Carrie says, it's my first season of watching this show and only because of you guys. Well,
thank you, Carrie.
We're only watching it because of you guys.
Right.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit found on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.